Welcome back to another Conversations with NUSD. This is Kay with Cafe. Today I am here with Ozzy Osvaldo Ortiz. Obviously, I know you as Ozzy. The community may know you as Osvaldo. And share a little bit about who you are, Mr. Osvaldo.
Well, hello. Yes, my name's Osvaldo Ortiz. Most people that actually know me really well know me as Oz or Ozzy or Ozzy with IE or Y. So my responsibilities here at Natomiast Unified School District is I'm the Community Resource and Outreach Specialist, which pretty much means that I assist with managing Joey's Food Locker and help with our social worker liaison with outreaching the community to get supplies, especially for our holiday drives that we have for our youth. So Joey's Food Locker is a food pantry that is located at Natomiast High School. We serve any families in need that are part of the Natomiast community, but also any families in the Sacramento County. We actually have a partnership with the Sacramento Food Bank, which they provide us with 10 to 12,000 pounds of food. So that gives us the ability to assist any family that comes through our line. And as well provide any other resources needed for families.
What are the requirements that a family needs to fall under in order to receive food from Joey's Food Locker?
So we're part of the TFAP program, which is the Temporary Emergency Food Assistance Program. So there, what's really good about it is it's very broad. So pretty much if you're in need of food, if there's a hardship that you're dealing with, if it's economics, if it's dealing with homelessness, if it's new, if you're a newcomer to the country, any families in general that are in need can come and pick up food from us. Obviously, if you're low income, you qualify for that, but it's a very broad qualifications, which makes it easier for some families to come and pick up food.
It's such an important resource because, as you mentioned, it's one of the only resources out here.
Natomiast is a resource desert. So we are the only food bank within a 3 to 4 mile radius. We are actually really grateful these last couple, about a month ago, the Sacramento Food Bank opened another food distribution that's open the first and third Tuesday of the month in the South Natomiast Library. But for that to happen, it took the information and data that we receive from our families that come through the line to show that there is actually need in the community here in Natomiast. So we are the one that's open every Fridays from 4 to 5:30 here in Natomiast High School, which makes it easier for all of our families to make sure they have a constant support of food here.
For folks out there who may want to help Joey's Food Locker continue to serve people in need, how can they do so?
So we definitely need volunteers. And we need food donations. We are now currently serving 341 families per week. So that means that we constantly need volunteers. So for volunteering, if you're able to help us out on Thursdays from 3:30 to 4:30 to help us bag produce and canned goods, that's something that we really need. And also on Fridays from 3 to 5:30, continue bagging canned goods and produce, but as well helping us at the food distribution stations to pass out the food to the families in the cars, or helping us with the walk-ups. Also help us scan families that come through our line, and as well interpretation in a couple of different languages. If anyone can speak Spanish, Russian, Ukrainian, Farsi, Pashto, Telugu, Punjabi, Hindi, we would greatly appreciate that support as well. For when it comes to food donations, we need a lot of shelf-stable food, especially beans, rice, pasta, broth, and stock, especially chicken and beef, canned vegetables, frozen or canned chicken, cooking oil, spices, and bread. That's some of the big that's all the requests that our families ask for. And as well, if you're able to do a monetary donation, which helps us with the operation of Joey's Food Locker, we'll greatly appreciate it. And if you're interested in doing monetary donation, the main way to do that is via check. And then on the check, it should say Natomiast Unified School District. And then on memo, it should say Joey's Food Locker. And as I said, those funds helps us with the operation of Joey's Food Locker, and including if we have to buy any last minute food that's needed.
If you have any questions for Osvaldo, you can reach out to him.
OOrtiz@natomiastunified.org. Or you can call me at 916-870-1659. if you know you want to volunteer and you're like, you're ready for it, you can go to our website, and there's actually a link where you can sign up to receive weekly emails from me where I detail the numbers of families we served every week, and as well just any new information about Joey's Food Locker, and of course a list of what areas we need help in. So that's something if you're ready for it, we're ready for you to kind of help us out. All the families that come through our line are grateful for the help. They're grateful that there's a space for them to receive food, especially of all the things we've gone through, to the pandemic, inflation, the different struggles for a lot of newcomer immigrants are coming here. And I think it's the best way to show civic duty in our community. And it's something that I think is one of the most grateful feelings to do. And I think that once you have a chance to volunteer in the community, you get to see how empathetic and kind our community really is. And that in that way, you see that there's a way to help families. And it's a very small gesture, I think, but it goes a long way.
All right. And if you want more information, as always, you can find Joey's Food Locker online. That's natomasunified.org/Joey's Food Locker. This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.